Wars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is...
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at infowarsstore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Big story on Fox News, the child trafficking, child exploitation, human trafficking, larger issue that the Biden administration is running point on. They are completing the process. They are making sure that everything is running smoothly. The Joe Biden White House, the Joe Biden administration is the largest human trafficking head in the world. Definitely in the Western Hemisphere, definitely in North America. And so 2 years after InfoWars exposed to that down in McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley and the southern border here in Texas, it's now mainstream news. Everybody's talking about it. And now Project Veritas has government whistleblowers that are now coming forward and talking about this exploitation and talking about this larger human trafficking industry that the Biden administration is forcing Border Patrol to be operatives in. Here's just some of the latest from Project Veritas.
The tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
A government whistleblower has stepped forward to Project Veritas to detail her harrowing experience at the Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children. As she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid it's sex trafficking.
Project Veritas embarked on a 9-month investigation across the country to corroborate our whistleblower's claims.
So he attempted to traffic children, and he's still at address in Texas.
Yes, we have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
Project Veritas put boots on the ground, visiting scores of addresses the whistleblower shared from case files she worked on. What we found was shocking.
¿Quién te patrocinó?
Una tía, pero mejor iban a casa. Ella me ofrecía, ya no me gustaba eso.
¿Tú ¿Te ofrecía qué?
¿Me ofrecía con los hombres?
Pero ella, ¿cuántos hombres ella te obligó a estar? ¿Con cuántos hombres?
Bueno, con muchos, porque no me gustaba lo que me hacía. Me obligaba.
¿Ella de verdad fue, era tu tía o fue alguien que se...
Porque ella me conocía desde chiquita, pero yo no lo conocía.
The sponsor can hold up that order of deportation to that child and say, if you do not do what I say, I'm going to call ICE on you myself.
Ella me ayudó, nada más que yo me escapé ahí en la noche, ella llamó la migración.
I don't believe that this is something that HHS wants people to know. If you're a case manager and you know this information, if you really care about the children being safe, you need to come forward.
I mean, you're just left speechless by it. Now, we've got the full 12-minute Project Veritas video. We're going to upload it in its entirety to the War Room channel. The full 12-minute video. We'll maybe play a little bit more of it in the show, but... Jeez, The average person should be asking themselves, why is nothing being done to stop this?
That's what I've been wondering for.
Why isn't there a bigger outrage? In the media, in our government, in border states and counties. I mean, you understand from InfoWars, Project Veritas, Fox News, government whistleblowers, we pretty much have the entire Joe Biden human trafficking operation uncovered, right? I can't even properly respond to that video in a minute. So we're going to play the video later on in the show. We're going to cover the story. But did you hear what that girl just said? I was being pimped. The unaccompanied minor saying she was being pimped. Remember that story from Ohio about the abortion? Connecting some dots here. Gentlemen, we have major developments around the world here on this Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, and you are tuned in to the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com to just try to figure out the truth of it all, the reality of it all, have it all make sense in this crazy, nonsensical, upside-down clown world that we live in. We will be talking about the issue now in the latest Project Veritas whistleblower video. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services whistleblower reveals tax dollars spent to put children in the hands of criminals. Says government complicit because we don't get sued by traffickers. Migrant child, my female sponsor would pimp me to men. And we've got the whole constellation of this larger story, which is the Biden administration human trafficking network. At best, the Biden administration could claim incompetence on this issue. At worst, the Biden administration is openly engaging in child sex trafficking. So when you look at this story, those are the two ends, those are the two bookends of the potential of what we're talking about here. Either complete incompetence with the Biden administration, with the open border leading to child sex trafficking, or the conscious decision to aid in child sex trafficking for reasons we'll be left to assume. But I guess maybe we don't have to assume that much when you look at what Joe Biden is into and when you look at what Hunter Biden is into and when you read Ashley Biden's diary. Maybe there's something there. But we'll give you the whole constellation of that, including our coverage from the ground in South Texas, as well as others that have covered it, as well as our guest who has covered this, Natalie Denise, joining us in the second hour, who I really wanted to get on about the Balenciaga issue, because she has been really good at finding the nuanced subliminal symbology that big establishment fashion and other people use that we then trace back to the same child exploitation images and suggestions that we saw in the Balenciaga ad that has obviously gotten so much scrutiny, not near enough, but more than normal. You know, them trying to mainstream pedophilia, them trying to mainstream child exploitation, certainly got some backlash, no doubt about that. But is it enough? Probably not. So we'll get into all of that with her as well, connected to the open border and that issue. Then I've got some political news. Is everything that the Bidens touch, does everything they touch just turn to absolute garbage? I mean, is this just not a complete garbage family? And I'm referring to Jill Biden now. And I wasn't even going to make a big thing of this. But, you know, I like to think I've got pretty good taste. I like to pride myself on even being a bit of a homemaker myself. I get it from my mother. And so when I saw what Melania Trump did for the Christmas decorations at the White House, I was floored. I actually appreciate that. I kind of like homemaking and things that look good and having a good feng shui and, you know, all that good stuff. Melania did an incredible job with the decorations for Christmas, really just knocked it out of the park. And when I saw what Jill Biden did for the Christmas decorations for this Christmas, I was immediately distasteful. And I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to cover it. It looks really ugly to me, but maybe that's just my bias on how much I can't stand this family and this White House. So I'm just not going to say anything. We just won't even talk about it. But then others started to notice how ugly it was, and then actually noticed some of the finer details that are a lot like the Balenciaga ad. But we'll get to that coming up as well. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. But the ugliness, that seems to be their thing. Oh, what's at the bottom of the tree? See, that's what I'm saying is I wasn't even planning on covering this. Like, and then everybody else started noticing these finer details. I didn't even look into all of it. And by the way, I was in court. I had two court cases today. Pretty much uneventful for those wondering. Thank you for your words of encouragement and prayers and everything. Be back in court in January. But point is, so I didn't have my normal amount of research into this that I would have. But so others went in and noticed some of the details and are asking questions. But we'll get to that coming up. With some of the other political news, you've got the first non-binary puppy kink drag queen head of the nuclear waste programs for the Department of Energy, Sam Brenton. A known thief and liar could face 5 years in jail for his crimes. That story is just crazy. And there's the common thread that weaves them all together. They're liars. You're not crazy. They're just liars. And so Sam Brenton got caught stealing the bag, lied about it, and then they were like, okay, well, here's the evidence of you stealing the bag, and the other evidence I'll tell you about later. But he first denied it, and then after knowing he was caught, okay, well, fine, maybe it was me, but it was by accident. Well, no, actually, it wasn't by accident, because here's this other evidence. So, you know, you're just a dirty liar, aren't you? You're just a dirty, rotten scoundrel liar. But of course you are. You're a man with a beard that shaves his head and puts fake breasts inside of a dress and pretends to be a woman. So, yeah, you live a lie. You are a liar. But don't worry. The White House is defeating racism and bigotry. They have a solution to the word monkeypox because it's inherently racist. Of course, you thinking of a black person when you say monkeypox would be the racist thing, not just saying monkeypox as a virus that was transmitted through monkeys. But again, that's the hard bigotry of the left, or maybe the soft bigotry. Other political news. I told you there'd be a fight in Arizona. I don't think anything's going to change. Nothing is going to change, at least in this last election. Maybe for future elections, they can do something about all the shenanigans and maybe set a standard for the rest of the country, or maybe look into what Florida did. But they're still counting. I mean, you know, they just declared another Democrat a winner in Alaska last week. They declared another Democrat a winner, I think, earlier this week. It might have been the last one that wasn't called. They just keep counting votes until the Democrat wins. Amazing. And Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy blew it so badly. They blew it so badly in Alaska that a Democrat won. You know how much you have to suck to do that? They let them do the ranked choice voting. They ran Republicans against each other, and then Democrats won. Unbelievable stuff. That's your Republican leadership. And then we've got them with other political news today as well. Then, more sudden death vaccine news. I'm going to revisit a story I covered yesterday with a different angle. And then I'm going to try a challenge today. There, as of now, the number may have gone up. We're not sure. But as of the latest information available to me, 55 transgender or gender fluid or what have yous in San Francisco have signed up for the free money program, $1,200 free money for trans individuals. Now, there's a list of over 100 genders to choose from. Can I say every gender in a single segment? We find out today on The War Room. Big picture concerning the latest Project Veritas video and report. And this story really goes back 2 years, more than 2 years at this point. Well, I guess really this story goes back to when Biden got into the White House, and that's when the story really begins. So not quite 2 years. But here's the latest from Project Veritas. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services whistleblower reveals tax dollars spent to put children in the hands of criminals, says government complicit because we don't get sued by traffickers. Migrant child, my family, female sponsor would pimp me to men. Now, we already knew all of this. You already knew all of this. And I don't even want to sit here and do the self-praise thing, not because I know it's ugly, but we still do it to kind of have a little bit of a laugh. But also to just tell you that's why you're tuned in, because we are next year's news today. But we already knew all this. So I'm saying that because everybody knew this. This is common sense. Obviously, this is going on. When you are running an open border policy that sees over 100,000 unaccompanied minors coming in and being placed with sponsors, quote unquote, who have no background check and just get put on these unmarked planes, it's been documented. We've documented it. Others have documented it. Yeah, that's all funded by the government. You don't think that's human trafficking? You don't think some of those children end up in slave-like scenarios? Of course they do. Remember that big story out of Ohio where the 14-year-old girl had to go across state lines to get the abortion? Oh, and then we found out, oh, was it an illegal immigrant that was involved with that? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pimping minors out?
Yeah. Our own
the cartels are running the show down at the southern border. So we already knew all of this. That's not to take anything away from Terry Lee Rodas, who's like a double hero, not just for coming forward as the whistleblower, but putting her name, her face on the line. That's like, I mean, that's
like a
gold standard right there. That's like signed, sealed, and delivered for Terry Lee Rhodes, the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. The tax dollars of the people who are listening to my testimony to Project Veritas are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. Our sponsors typically are not citizens. They are permanent residents. They do not have a legal presence. A sponsor can hold up an order of deportation to a migrant child and say, this is your order of deportation. If you do not do what I want when I say, I'm going to call ICE on you myself. We are paying to put children in the hands of these criminals. I said to the command center executives, we're getting ready to send another child to Austin, Texas. And they said, Tara, I think you need to understand that we only get sued if we keep kids in care too long. We don't get sued by traffickers. Are you clear? So, wow. So anybody could basically launch that legal threat. Say a child trafficking group or a cartel group.
Or both.
Oh, you're going to get sued. You better release that child. Okay, we're releasing the child. Ends up in the hands of traffickers. Hey, we don't care. We didn't get sued. We're just glad. We're just glad we didn't get sued. How about we sue you for engaging in child sex trafficking? How about that for a lawsuit? Maybe that's what needs to come next. Of course, it should have already been done, if not arrests.
That too.
See, when you get into the weeds of these stories, they want you to back off. Here's the video. We're going to play the clip from the full video. We're going to upload the full video to the War Room channel on Band.Video. But here's the whistleblower, part of the latest from Project Veritas, a whistleblower exposing the child exploitation and trafficking that the Biden administration facilitates and funds happening right now at this very minute at the southern border.
The tax dollars of people who are listening are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. I said, I need to make you aware. And they said, Tara, we don't get sued by traffickers.
Gun whistleblower stepped forward to Project Veritas to detail her harrowing experience at the Department of Health and Human Services. In 2021, this whistleblower volunteered to assist HHS with the placement of unaccompanied minors and was deployed to the Migrant Emergency Intake Site in Pomona, California. There, she witnessed the agency failing these children. As she puts it, doing the work of the cartels on your tax dollars.
These vulnerable children, we care for them, we clothe them, we feed them. With your dollars and my dollars, we fly that product directly to the trafficker. God forbid it's sex trafficking.
Project Veritas embarked on a 9-month investigation across the country to corroborate our whistleblower's claims.
So he attempted to traffic children, and he's still at address in Texas.
Yes, we have 44 unaccompanied children at that address. We have 25 unaccompanied children at that address.
Project Veritas put boots on the ground, visiting scores of addresses the whistleblower shared from case files she worked on. What we found was shocking.
¿Quién te patrocinó?
Una tía, pero me corrió a la casa. Ella me ofrecía. Y a mí no me gustaba eso.
¿Te ofrecía qué?
Me ofrecía con los hombres.
Pero ella, ¿cuántos hombres ella te obligó a estar con cuántos hombres?
Bueno, con muchos. Porque no me gustaba lo que me hacía. Me obligaba.
¿Ella de verdad era tu tía o fue alguien que se...
Porque ella me conocía desde chiquita, pero yo no la conocía.
The sponsor can hold up that order of deportation to that child and say, if you do not do what I say, I'm going to call ICE on you myself.
Sí, me ayudó, nomás que yo me escapé y en la noche ella llamó a la policía.
I don't believe that this is something that HHS wants people to know. If you're a case manager and you know this information, if you really care about the children being safe, you need to come forward.
So we have this information now straight from the government whistleblower, but let's connect some of the dots. Remember what happened in Ohio when an illegal immigrant man impregnated a minor illegal immigrant girl, and they wanted to use that story because of the abortion issue at the time, saying, oh my gosh, look, this young girl who got raped had to travel across state lines to get the abortion. It would have been illegal. Well, they jumped the shark because they didn't realize they were about to expose their giant illegal immigration pipeline that has resulted in young girls like the girl in that video speaking Spanish talking about how her sponsor, when she got to America, her sponsor pimps her out. So she's a whore now. At 16 years old, a beautiful young girl, totally innocent, the entire future ahead of her, pimped out, brought here illegally as a hooker to be pimped out, and the Biden administration has facilitated and funded the entire operation. Why do you think when we're down filming at the southern border, they're sending kids, carloads of kids, in fake taxi cabs? Fake cabs that when you call the number, go to a private number, it's not even a cab company. Why do you think they put these children, unaccompanied minors, on airplanes, some of them unmarked in the middle of the night, flying across the country with no adults, no supervision? I mean, really? We don't know what's going on? Isn't it obvious?
Is under attack. This is the War Room.
You know, it's odd how all of these stories, it's like a funnel, and it all leads to Satanism and child sex abuse. Whether it's Balenciaga, whether it's the open border, so much more of what we've seen. And now it's the White House Christmas decorations. Now, again, I'm somebody that is into homemaking. I like to do seasonal stuff at my place. I've got the Christmas decorations up and everything. And so I appreciated Melania Trump's taste. And I thought she did a great job with the Christmas decorations at the White House. And when I saw the Jill Biden Christmas decorations, it was haunting and horrifying. And I thought to myself, this is just your bias because you can't stand the Biden crime family and they're destroying this country. It's not really that bad. Just move on. So my original instinct of this is ugly and gross, I just kind of passed on. But then others started to notice some of the details in the decorations and said, wait a second, what is going on? So I just saw ugliness. You may notice the tree right here. Okay, the tree on its own, maybe not so bad. But what is with this pile of sticks and debris that is under it? What is that? And people say it looks like the Wiccan devil cults from shows like True Detective. Again, I'm not the one that noticed this stuff, and either it's some sort of homage to that Wiccan satanic stuff that you see in the TV shows that they have at the bottom of the tree, or it's just straight ugly, just hideous, just disgusting, complete lack of taste. And we were looking at some of these images from these shows and movies over the years that depict this bundle of stick stuff as Wiccan, pagan, devil stuff that they have under their tree that you see on the screen here. Okay. And I'm moving on, and I'm looking at them, and then I see this weird display of ornaments and mirrors under a Christmas tree. Again, it's just tacky, ugly, it's distasteful. The colors don't even coordinate. They can't even get the shade right. What is this frame of ornaments around the door? It's just
right down there, all right.
It's all just ugly, but what do you got from Jill Biden? Have you seen the way she dresses? Yikes. You think her decorations would look good? Of course not. They're going to be as ugly as her outfits. And so I'm just looking at the ugliness. I'm thinking, okay. But then here's the real interesting one for people. And who knows how long this mirror has been up. I mean, I've never seen this before. But okay, you see this. Oh, it looks innocent enough. Colors clashing in just more ugly Christmas decorations in the Biden White House. No flow, no consistency, no feng shui, no vibe, nothing. Just ugly. Maybe that's the vibe they're going for. But then people noticed this mirror and they started zooming in. And is that a head of Baphomet on the mirror there? Is it not? I would suffice to say it is the head of Baphomet on the mirror in the Biden White House that I've never seen before. Right there for their Christmas decorations. But I'm sure it's all just a coincidence, folks. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence that Hunter Biden is a sex addict. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence that Ashley Biden writes in her diary about problems with that, too, because of her dad, Joe, showering with her at inappropriate times and ages. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that Joe Biden sniffs and gropes little boys and girls and women that come into the White House. I'm sure it's all just a coincidence. Should we go into some of the other coincidences with the Biden family, or have we had enough for one segment? I think I'm good for one segment. I think I'm good. Now, is it a coincidence that Sam Brinton, a Democrat, is a liar? Well, no, that's consistent with Democrat Party policy. Now, this Sam Brinton story, the head of the nuclear waste of the Department of Energy, has been charged with, I think it's actually three charges. I'm not sure, but one of them at least is a felony after stealing a Vera Bradley suitcase worth $2,400 from a baggage claim at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Now, this happened back in September. And so I'm not sure why the police were waiting to make a move on this. Perhaps they were gathering more evidence, which they were doing, in fact. And now we know. So what happened was Brinton at the airport takes somebody else's bag. And he knew it was somebody else's bag because in the police evidence, they have a video of Brinton taking the bag off of the baggage claim and ripping off the ID, ripping it off. Now, traveling is a completely different experience than it was even just 20 years ago before 9/11. But, you know, at baggage check, baggage claim, sometimes they'd make you check an ID. There'd be a little more oversight, surveillance of that, security of that. Now you pretty much just, you grab it, everything seems to go fine. We have faith in each other as humans, things work out okay. Unless a Democrat like Sam Brinton is around, then they rob you. So Brinton grabs someone else's bag. Obviously Brinton, a dude pretending to be a woman, very eccentric, okay, wears dresses, obviously saw the nice bag, probably knew what it was, and said, I want that bag. Brinton probably knew it was a $1,000+ bag. He wanted the bag, so he stole the bag. And he rips the ID off the bag. I was explaining the situation because it used to be commonplace where everybody had a little ID on their baggage. Now it's not so common. But this person had the ID. Sam Brinton rips the ID tag off the bag and discards it. So he knew it wasn't his bag. He knew he was stealing the bag. He knew exactly what he was doing. And then he lied to the cops about it and said, oh, it was just a mistake.
No, it wasn't a mistake.
And he told the cops, oh, I didn't know it was someone else's bag. Okay. Ooh, except the cops had the evidence. And they said, really? Because here you are ripping the tag off. Mm-hmm. Ah.
How did you have to get out of that one?
Really? You didn't know it was your bag because we contacted the hotel that you went to after picking up, stealing the bag. And they found the discarded clothes in the hotel room. Did you do that? Ah. Then he says, well, I was embarrassed. I didn't mean to steal it, even though they already knew it because he took the ID badge off. Oh, I didn't mean to steal it. I was embarrassed and I didn't want to return it, afraid of the consequences. And they said, really? Because you've been using it ever since. And they also have surveillance footage from airports of Brinton using the stolen bag for months. Even 2 days after he stole it, he was back at the airport with it, using it. So he lied to the police multiple times. He got caught. Now he's facing up to 5 years in jail, but he's a Democrat, so they'll probably give him a slap on the wrist and drop the charges.
Yeah, they give him a fine.
That's how bad it is. That's Democrat liberal supremacy. They are the KKK. So they're better than you. They're above the law.
Yep.
And so we'll find out. But see, that's what happens. You think it's a coincidence that a dude with a mustache that dresses up as a woman with a bald head and wears dresses and does that whole thing with the dog kink, like, you know, halfway to bestiality? Really, you think that guy's a liar?
Yep.
Really, you think that guy's a phony? You think that guy's a crook? You think that guy's a little bit demented in the head? But now you get it. So it's all being exposed. The ideology of the left, the criminality of the left, and the absolute destruction that they leave behind them while they keep their chin up with their holier-than-thou attitude, even though they're the biggest pieces of garbage this planet's ever seen. Great supplements, because they've helped me so much in life, be healthier and happier, but I'm not sure they can help Mr. Brinton here. I'm not sure if there's I'm not sure there's a solution there. You might have a suggestion. We won't go there, but we've been cutting some new ads here, and so that means I've got some of the product at the desk, which normally I kind of go through myself. I'll take some of the supplements on air, you know. And so I end up running out of the supplement, but we just cut new ads. So I've got some new ones right here. And I just decided to pick up some of my favorite supplements for you here. Ah, yes. To tell you about, because people are calling in and they tell you about the great supplements and how they've had an impact on their lives. So let me do the same with some of my favorite products that I have here on the desk. We were cutting ads earlier today. I got some leftover product here. Yes, I'll probably be using this myself, down and out sleep support. I have to tell you, it's not a good place to be needing sleep support supplements to get a good night's sleep, but that's the place I'm in. It's because I stare at screens all day long. My mind is racing. I don't really take time to calm down at nights. And so maybe it's not the best way, but it's the only way for me. Seriously, it is the only way for me. And so if it wasn't for down and out sleep support, I'd probably be coming in here with gigantic puffy bags under my eyes, a lot less than what I may normally have on display. No makeup here. And just struggling to really get 6 to 8 hours a night. But that's what happens with down and out sleep support. I'm not tossing. I'm not turning. Down and out sleep support, I mean, within 30 minutes or sold out. See, I'm a failure. I'm an absolute miserable failure. I'm plugging a product we don't even have. Well, it's sold out because it's so great. Join the waiting list. But BrainForce Ultra is in stock. I can promise you that. BrainForce Ultra, this is like the opposite. If you think you're feeling too sleepy and you need to go to work, or you got a big project or a big test or you need to study, BrainForce Ultra right here, ladies and gentlemen. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't go on air without BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus. This is the capsuled version of the same nootropic. BrainForce Plus, 60% off. BrainForce Ultra, the liquid tincture, 50% off. But there's also natural occurring caffeine in here with the yerba mate and the guarana. So it's there for you at InfoWarsStore.com. I use them every day. Highly recommend that. And then there's Bodies. This is also great. You notice once you start getting a little older, once you get out of your 20s, your body isn't recovering naturally as well, and there's a little more ache and pain after a workout or a game of ball. And so when my knees and legs are barking after playing 2 hours of basketball on a Sunday, Bodies alleviates that pain, and it's the naturally way of doing it with the anti-inflammatory support formula here with the 99% curcuminoids turmeric root extract. Incredible stuff. Give it a try today. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies also 50% off. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. And remember, this is the last night for your free gift. We have been doing well. You have supported us during this Christmas shopping season. And we appreciate that, but it's been such a good sale now that we're almost out of the free gifts. So we're almost out of the sunglasses, the coasters, everything else with the free gift. And so take advantage of these sales tonight if you still want to get some of these free gifts, which the t-shirts are like one and done. And the coasters and all of that, the Block It pockets, like these are things that are done. We're not making them anymore, so you're getting a limited edition product there as well. So keep it as maybe a nostalgic thing. Hey, I got this piece of InfoWars history that they don't make anymore. Or you can use it practically. The Block It pockets do a great job blocking the cell phone radiation. So that's what's going on at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there as always. Okay, I've got my guest, Natalie Denise, coming up in the next hour to get into all of the latest Balenciaga stuff, how it ties into the open borders as well. Let's get into some of this other political news I have on my desk now before that. Now, I told you there would be a fight in Arizona. It doesn't seem Carrie Lake is going to go down quietly. And even though I've been telling you that there was no real path to victory there while everyone else said there was, they're still kind of living in delusion land. They haven't really accepted how bad things are, but that's okay. It's a learning process. InfoWars just learns before everyone else. And then sometimes the hard way. So this is from Carrie Lake's War Room. We've been informed the entire YVAPI Board of Supervisors, with one Democrat exception, expressed a belief the election had serious errors, but were told by the county attorney, deputy attorney, and county administrator that they must certify today or face class 6 felony charges. Boy, that doesn't sound like intimidation at all. Something seems wrong with that. And you know, I was having a conversation earlier today with somebody talking about the issue of courage. And it was somebody that was admiring me for my courage. And it was, I've never looked at myself as somebody that's a courageous or brave person. Like, you know, I don't put my life on the line. I don't sign up for the military or, you know, 100 other things that somebody might consider brave or courageous that I'm just not interested in. No interest. No interest in jumping out of a plane or doing any of that. I'm not really that. So you might consider that courageous. But the person's admiring my courage, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like, man, I mean, I guess I'm courageous. I guess I'm courageous because I speak my mind. I guess, yeah, I guess when you think about it, I guess, yeah, that does take a lot of courage, but I don't even think about it like that. I think about it like instinctual. I think about it like survival mechanisms. I think about it as not courage, but as desperation, if anything. But I'm talking to this individual that I admire. I admire them. And they're like, oh yeah, you know, your courage. And I'm thinking, that's really what it is at the end of the day. And this is a perfect example. And I don't want to get into what we were discussing because it's a more private matter, but it's the same issue where everybody knows it's corrupt. It's like everybody knows this is corrupt. Everybody knows our election had problems. Everybody knows there were errors. And everybody knows they only seem to go one direction. But yet nobody has the courage to do the right thing. And they say, well, what about me? How will this affect me? So it'd be like, let's say, a legal case where the judge, the prosecutors, the defense, every party involved knows what really happened, but that it's a persecution or a case of whatever, and they just have to go about it and do it anyway because they don't have the courage to do the right thing. And isn't that what this is really all about? That the deputy attorney, county attorney, and county administrator didn't have the courage. Isn't that what it was really about in 2020? That people didn't have the courage to say, really? Joe Biden got 300,000 votes at 2 a.m. in Michigan, 300,000 votes at 2 a.m. in Pennsylvania, 200,000 votes in Wisconsin at 3 a.m. and 350,000 votes at 3 a.m. in Georgia, and perfectly, magically won the election with those? Magically, I'm sure that's how it went. No one will speak out about that. Because they didn't have the courage.
Every time.
But see, here's the difference. Because again, I don't necessarily view myself as a courageous individual. Maybe I've done things that are courageous, but it's not that, folks. It's desperation more than anything. If there's a scale, are you doing this more out of courage or desperation? It's desperation. I could sit here and build myself up. Oh, look at me. I'm the big courageous guy. But no, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm desperate to get this government off my back. I'm desperate to get the Satanists and the Luciferians out of influence of our culture, our society, our civilization, our children's lives. I'm desperate. I'm desperate to be free. I'm desperate for the government to stop taxing me to death. I'm desperate for this common sense stuff, for a border that's not subjecting children to sex trafficking. So I guess if it's courage in my desperation to stand against that and speak publicly out against it, knowing the consequences, fine. But isn't that what this is? So, but soon, ladies and gentlemen, that desperation is going to strike everybody. I will not quit. Carrie Lake speaks out on certification of corrupt election by corrupt election officials. Lawsuit incoming. Yeah, oh, the woman running for the governor was overseeing the election. Yeah, no conflict of interest there. But see, Carrie Lake has the courage to tell the truth. And she has the courage to engage in this fight, despite the cost. And so while it is courageous, and there is a level of courage and bravery that we admire and that we see in this pursuit, it's really desperation. Carrie Lake is desperate to have a real election. Carrie Lake is desperate to save her state of Arizona. Carrie Lake is desperate to right all the wrongs and to steer the ship in the correct direction for the future. Now, she's courageous in her fight, but she's desperate to save this country.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
We briefly covered the situation in China yesterday, and now it is really becoming a major story. And I've got to tell you, like I was explaining yesterday, just from what's happened, well, really over the course of the last 2 years, but recently the last couple weeks, where they're coming in and out of the COVID zero policy. There's some pushback even inside the Communist Party in China to you know, maybe ease some of these lockdowns as a pressure point is building. But they kept the lockdowns. They got more authoritarian. They got more brutal. And so I got to tell you, I think that this is kind of the big story that's not getting its proper coverage, because the whole issue with China is a really interesting one. And, you know, I was reading a thread last week that I think it kind of ties into, and it talks about how our whole understanding of the modern day world is a post-World War II understanding. And it was all these things that were basically, we'll say, unofficially certified after the war. And the situation with China is the interesting one, because the deal that's been made is that the Chinese will use its labor force as the manufacturing and production hub for the world. And the Chinese will get to use their authoritarian system, bringing in the new technologies as systems of oppression, as the test country to eventually take it worldwide. And in that, China gets the benefits of being able to use what by American standards would be considered slave labor to make the goods for the rest of the world and to engage in the religious persecution, political persecution, and everything else that goes on. And they'll be above and beyond reproach on that, as well as with all the carbon bullcrap. All the other countries have to go under carbon neutral bullcrap. China can do as much coal burning, deforestation, everything as they want. And so that was kind of, that's what the deal has morphed into. Let's put it that way in better terms. That's the deal that's on the table right now. And so you might ask, because it doesn't make sense, with all the wokeness that you see, with all the activism that you see from all the different sports leagues and sports brands and sports networks, why don't they ever talk about China? Because China's off limits. And in some way, shape, or form, they know they're making ridiculous amounts of money because they can pay someone a nickel to make an NBA jersey in China that they can then sell for $150. That's just an example. Now, the situation in China is getting worse, folks. And I don't know if we're near a Tiananmen Square situation, but if the pressure continues to mount and the trend continues to go the way it's going, you may have Tiananmen Square 2.0 in China. And when you look at the brutality, guys, just give me some of the B-roll that I sent you. When you look at the brutality, I don't know what this deal is. They have police or military running around in these hazmat suits, because it looks a little better to have, instead of the oppressive, violent-looking police or military show up to beat you down, they take this one old lady and they literally twist her arm and bend her over and stick a swab up her butt for COVID. I'm not even kidding you. I don't even want to show you the video. It's just horrific to watch. I mean, but by the way, just so people understand, because you know this, that's the left. Like, you know that's the left. It's the left that's going to be showing up in hazmat suits to beat you up and put a swab up your butt, right? Like, you know those are the liberals in America, of course. But okay, I'm just bringing things home. It's the pushback is getting serious from the citizens. They've had enough, and the momentum is building in their favor. So much so that even the Biden White House has had to come out and make a statement. And I'll get back into that later, as I'm out of time in this short segment and my guest coming up in the next segment. But I'm telling you, folks, I think the situation in China, I think they are trying to cover up the smoke that is this fire.
I think you're right. Hour number two of the War Room with Owen Schroeder and friends starts right now. Beaming to you from the Freedom Bar across all SiriusXM and Fresno Satellite News Radio Network. Thanks for listening to us.
We are now in the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's the fastest 3 hours on the internet, and we're rolling into hour number two. We're now joined by Natalie Denise, who has been doing great work covering all the subliminals, subconscious messages that mainstream media tries to inject into your consciousness to mainstream child exploitation, abuse, pedophilia. She's been covering this for years and, of course, been doing ample coverage on the Balenciaga story. So I wanted to bring her in to just kind of get her wrap up. And Natalie, I watched some of your more recent YouTube videos. You've probably done maybe even over an hour of coverage on this since the story has broken. So I just kind of want to first get your overall analysis, because obviously the story has become much bigger than just the single seasonal photo shoot. It's become expansive even to this point. But just give your kind of brief, if you will, to introduce this segment of what happened in the ad and everything that has followed since.
Sure. So thanks so much for having me on. So it all began with Balenciaga's, I believe, 23 holiday campaign, in which they had children featured on front page of their website, their promotional material, holding up accessories that seemed to be adorned with bondage / BDSM themed, you know, accessories. And so like anybody, you know, observing this would be, there was an outrage that was caused amongst the public. And so with that being said, Balenciaga, I think the actions post, the publishing of that photo shoot, I think was more telling than anything. The pause, the deleting of comments on their Instagram, right? And so finally they felt pressured or backed into a wall to put out statements, not on their website, but on their Instagram stories, in which, I articulated some form of a short, vague apology. And I think that we're fed up, and I say we, the common people, are just fed up with all of this just shoved in our faces for us to accept. But if you look at the different components of these photo shoots, we can play I Spy, but there are so many different themes and components that we can dissect that just seem very nefarious and wrong. And so, I think the pressure is on Balenciaga to address these things, these different components. And, not to be so expansive on my intro here, but, as people are observing them this for themselves, you know, we are essentially playing I Spy, as there were books in the replacement photo shoots that, you know, depicted art from artists that had this knack for, you know, this pedo war themed, you know, the type of theme in their art with naked children and cannibalism. I mean, the list just goes on, and I wish I could be more expansive, but that's as lengthy as of an intro that I can, or as colorful of an intro that I can give you.
Well, I think you've given the perfect segue, and I've never heard it referred to like that, but it is like I Spy. And I remember, I don't know right. if you, I loved those books as a kid, but it's basically you have this big photo of a room or a scene or whatever, and then you have to find all these different elements. It's like a riddle and then an image search. But that's what this Balenciaga ads were like. I mean, it really was like a bunch of riddles, a bunch of things for you to find and then research. And that's why it has been so expensive. But here's why this is so interesting before we get into the details of this. Obviously, they're making conscious decisions with every little image and piece of this seasonal ad that they're putting out. And you know, we don't really do subliminals here at InfoWars. Every once in a while, we might put like MK Ultra into some ad that just has like some miscellaneous text or like, you know, suicide by cleanse or something like that. But we don't really do stuff like that. And I'm not really into that. That's why I like the talk radio live format that's not structured, because I like being malleable. I like being fluid. I don't like doing, okay, what image do we put here and there and then all this stuff. But that's what's so incredible about this. They chose this. Somebody said, let's find child porn documents and put them on the screen. Somebody said, let's take the tape that says Balenciaga and put it as Baal. Somebody said, let's put bondage on these teddy bears and have the children using them. I think that we'll get into the details in the next segment. But that story right there, I think that's the thread here. Is that why? Why are you doing this? Who put you up to this? You spent hours putting a little I Spy picture together for us with all this pedophilia, child abuse stuff. Why and who?
Right. And I think that is the biggest mystery that I think a Balenciaga and company, you know, people who are appendages of their company are avoiding to address. Right. So, you know, how is it so coincidental that you have these themes of, you know, Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition, U.S. court documents hidden in these photo shoots? And then you have these themes of, you know, very once again, you know, concerning art. And it's the fact that it's all together. It's a composition of all these components together. Now, what I find interesting is that, you know, once again, their behavior post being spotlighted is most curious, because they filed a $25 million lawsuit with North Six, which is a production company, as well as Nicholas Desjardins, who is a set designer. Now, and I can't confirm this, but from the sources that I talk to who have done commercials or photo shoots in the past, they all tell me there's a common denominator where they say, hey, you know, in the past when we worked with brands, there's no way that they wouldn't know that these items are there. There are very conscious decisions that go in place to allow for certain props or for a certain style. You know, it's very intricate. So I'm very confused as to how Balenciaga just, you know, didn't know. And, you know, they're filing this complaint against these parties. And yet they also will not, they will not address the books in the background. You know, that's a whole other thing that they have just kind of blanked out on. So, you know, there's a lot of gray spaces, empty spaces that they need to fill in.
Well, the reason why I bring up the approach to this, because I think it's important for people to understand this. A lot of people haven't been in media before, but I've met people that are photographers, videographers, editors, that they like to have their own little touch. And it's not that they're all bad. They just have their own little thing. They have their own little touch. They look at it as, hey, this is my one